Hi folks, I'm here with Heath Wilson, who's the, soon to be the CEO of Peninsula Kingswood Golf Club. At the moment he's the general manager of the Kingswood part of that merger. And I met Heath about 2 years ago on one of my leadership programs. And welcome Heath.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about this merger that you've been involved in.
Yeah, about three and a half years ago, the golf club I work with, Kingswood Golf Club, looked at our future, and so Peninsula Golf Club and Frankston were doing the same thing, and we talked and signed a heads of agreement, and 3 years later we're a merged club. So we merged nearly 2 and a half years ago. Obviously Peninsula got 36 holes, we've got 18 holes, we had about 2,500 members between us, we sold our land at Kingswood about two years ago now, and so the plan is that we sold our land here to a developer, and that they'll develop the land, and we'll move down to the Peninsula side in 2018. We've extended that out from 2017.
I've heard from a little bird that you're absolutely flush with funds, so you're planning on building a world beater golf course down there. Is that true?
Yeah, very true. I mean, the courses are all already good at Peninsula site, and as it is at the Dingley site, but we're spending in the vicinity of probably $50 million in the end of it on upgrading our courses, and we're demolishing our clubhouse at the moment and building a brand new clubhouse with accommodation, and it's a big investment. It's the biggest investment in golf in Australia for a long, long time, and they'll be first class facilities, that's for sure, in 2018, but it's very exciting.
Fantastic. And recently the board announced that you'll be the new CEO of the merged entity?
Yeah, board announced that about 6 weeks ago. So we've been working together, Gary Richardson and I. We've both been the general managers of the merged club, I say. You know, we still run two sites, but we've been running two sites plus selling our land and building new clubhouses and designs and lots of different things. So we've now the two of us, and we work really well together. But Gary's going to go on to bigger and better things next year, and I'll take the role as
fantastic
CEO next year. Yeah.
So, can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get involved in sports administration?
I've been in hospitality and sports, I suppose, for coming up about 20 years now. Mm. My father ran the Lawn Golf Club in Lawn, and I worked down there for a while with him, and then we ran a private club in Melbourne, the Sandringham Club, which is an old traditional men's club in Sandringham. Mm. So I learnt my trade there, really. It was a fantastic club to work at. It was a lot of high rollers in Melbourne back then, and just got into that. And then a position came up at Kingswood, and it was a bar manager's, food and beverage manager's job, and I applied for that and I didn't get it. They offered me the bar manager's job and I didn't want to do that, but I took it, and 2 years later I was assistant manager, and I've been manager now for about 7 years, general manager for 7 years.
Fantastic. So tell me, what do you think, what's happening in the golf industry? I see all those middle-aged folks on their bikes and their lycras. It seems to be very popular these days. What's happening in the golf industry? What do you see as the future there?
You must have read a few stories that I had in the paper when we were merging. They say bicycling bikes are the new golf. Mm. But the golf industry has been in decline for a long time, last 5 or 6 years. I think it's sort of turned the corner a little bit. More mergers that happen will do that. There's just too many golf clubs in Melbourne. I mean, when we started looking into our situation, I mean, in the vicinity of 15 kilometres from where Kingswood was, there is 23 golf clubs.
Yes.
I mean, that's too many golf clubs for not enough people. And heavy discounting started happening about 10 years ago. Joining fees went. I mean, in the second tier clubs, and even in the first tier clubs now, the waiting lists have dropped off. So, you know, our motto was that, you know, only the strong will survive, and we don't step away from that at all. I think in the next few years you'll find more clubs merging and coming together. There's already a few clubs at the moment with heads of agreements, and there's already been a few clubs that have, you know, tried but haven't succeeded. But the industry, yeah, people are time poor, and it's hard for them to take 5 hours out of their day to play golf and pay, you know, $4,000 a year to be a member. RACV Golf and Qantas Club have affected golf club memberships. You know, they can just join these clubs and play at places for green fees, and, you know, which suits the younger people, with,
yes,
young children and stuff like that. But obviously we did what we did to protect our future, and we'll have a substantial future fund in come 2018, the biggest, you know, we'll have the biggest future fund in Australia in golf. And but we need to protect that.
So you've really been through some major development, and you've come out of it in a leadership role. What are some of the lessons or insights for you about leadership out of all this?
I remember being at the course you took, actually, and a few other courses and conferences I've been to, and I think the one thing, you've got to be brave in your leadership, and I never thought about being brave as a leader, but the decisions we made and looking at our business in the eyes was being brave. And I think you've got to be careful. I think you've got to be very careful of how brave you are, because you know, we took a decision which some members didn't like, and which you would when you're moving a golf club. And I think you've got to be strong, and you've got to have a good team around you. I think, you know, you've got to be that leader for your team. I tried to be very much that leader for my staff in the uncertainty of jobs and what was happening in the club, and even the membership in that aspect. Like, you had to show leadership that this was the right thing to do. I mean, we could have sat on our hands and worried about it in 10 years' time when it had nothing to do with us and our board then, but we took it on that we wanted to, you know, set the future up, and that's what we've done. So a lot of lessons learnt, but I think, yeah, to be, you hear it all the time, the phrase of being brave, but you have to be very brave.
Yeah, and I guess it was pretty tense there, because a group of your members took you to court. You had a lot of legal action around the closure of this club. Yes.
Yeah, we did. We ended up in Supreme Court, the Appeals Court, and tried to get to the High Court, but it didn't get to Canberra, which was good. Yeah, that took about 18.
The irony is that golf's supposed to be a relaxing pastime.
Yeah, I think, but every you know, every member has a right in a business or in a club, and certainly the member who took us to court had that right to do that. I can't say I agree with everything that happened after the court case, but he had the right to take us to court, and the court sorted it out. But it was very tense time, very stressful time for all the members and all the staff and all everyone involved. It was something that you wish never happened, and really was a complete waste of money, to be quite honest with you. You know, you'd rather be giving that money to a charity or something like that. But you know, it was an experience in itself, and not an experience you'd want to go through again, I think.
Right. Yeah. So I hear you going off on a month's holiday before you start the next phase, which is the move to the Peninsula.
Yeah, and just having a month off in the next, in starting tomorrow, and just to try and refresh myself a bit before the role. And we've got such a big 2 years coming up with the clubhouse getting built, and one of our courses is getting fully opened, which is partly open at the moment. And then our works have already started on our other course, and then we'll be closing up the site at Dingley too in the next, you know, 18 months as well. So I thought it was an ideal time while Gary's still in his role, that, you know, just take a month off and try and refresh myself. Yeah,
good on you. Probably playing some golf while you're doing it. Well, listen, thanks very much for that, and congratulations again both on the successful merger and on your promotion.